Tiene que pagar la operación.
Es que no está secundaria.
No, no, ningún suelo extraño. Mira, es importante. Tienes dos capas de
Está
color.
bien,
Es
pavo, no me haga quieras, pero. La negra, eso va a estar. O es cuadro. Vale, en tu periodo es un poco. No tengo la lectura, no estoy pensando tan mal. De que tú estás cuidando algo que es una de que no sé, pero no me para mí se hace sí sabe hasta ya que si no se está lo que suba
Sieltä tuntuu, niin olkaa hyvä.
So our topic today is what is social support like in a professional interaction relationship and how does it manifest? And we will talk about only in like sport fields.
Yeah, and also we are discussing about how does it affect to athletes and well, you said only from the perspective of sports, but I think we should also discuss about from the view of physical education,
Yeah,
because that's also like a big part of the professional interaction relationships, but I think we should firstly start by discussing about what is professional interaction and like define that, so we can talk like we are talking about the same thing.
Yeah, I agree that like PE is a very important thing also because it's education. So the student and the teacher's relationship, I think that is also the professional relationship. But also like of course coach or like a personal trainer and the who is he or she coaching, that is also I think professional.
Yeah, and in professional interaction, there is like one person that have more power and that other person doesn't have so much power, and there are some kind of rules that affect like what you can do and say.
Yeah, I think maybe the biggest point is that there is some person who is like the professional and the students or athletes, but the I think the professional interaction relations can also be like for example, if there is like maybe in a, some context of like business, there is leader and the others. So I think that's also, but maybe we should stay in the context of sport right now.
So what about social support? What is like, you think, what is social support?
Will I begin?
Yeah,
okay. I think that social support contains listening and encouraging and yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like you have somebody who you can rely on to and like give support to someone, and it's like very important for your social health that you have like somebody who you can count on.
Yeah, and in the article which I read, the social support was seen as a predictor of athlete satisfaction, and well, the article was written by Gregory A. Kramer and Michael Solito in 2015, and It was basically a research about how received social support from coach can be seen as predictor of athlete satisfaction. And their social support was like how the coach or the coach maneuvers towards the athletes affects to their satisfaction. I think the research was, or I can like from my own experiences samaistua. The research, like I have had coaches who are really supportive and coaches who are not, and I can like tell the difference, and I think they are very very similar to the results of the research.
Yeah, I really agree what you are saying. I have also like experienced like a coach who is very supportive. He has given me like positive feedback, even though I haven't like reached my goals someday, but he is always like has been really supportive and said you will make it one day. So it really like helped me like counting on him and staying in the sport. But also I have had like coaches who doesn't ever give anything positive feedback, and it's really just put me down. And yeah, actually my article was like also saying that. My article was like coaches athlete's perception of the coach power use and the association between playing stages and sports satisfaction, and it was written by Paul D. Truman, 2006. So in the study, the result was that starters perceived higher levels of reward power for their coaches compared to non-starters, and that the athletes actually learned better when they got positive feedback from the coaches. So it's really important.
Yeah, and it also matters that not only what coach say, but also how he or she says it. That's from my article. Where's that article's name? Where it is? So yeah, my article was Eriksson and Kote's article, a season-long examination of the intervention tone of coach-athlete interactions and athlete development in field sport, and that article was written in 2016.
Yeah, so it was a bit newer than mine. So
yeah.
I think the, for example, we have so much more like personal trainers nowadays, so it's like very important that the personal trainer is like well educated, I think. So yeah, we are like really facing this professional thing nowadays because there are so many personal trainers, for example. So I think the education thing is very important.
Yeah, and also you said that it's important that how the coach says the things, and I think also one of the most important things is that the coach tells, for example, if you make some mistake in training or a game or wherever, so coach tells why it was a mistake, not just blaming you, but telling why it was wrong and what you should do better, so like justifying the like telling why it was wrong and not just blaming, and from the view of athlete, it has a like has like a huge vaikutus to athletes' mental health or satisfaction. If the coach just tells that you are doing things wrong and you make mistakes. So I think that is like one of the most important things in a social sport between a coach and athletes.
Yeah, I agree. It's no use to just say, oh, you are really bad, you should do better, but you have to explain, like, what could I do better so I would be better?
Yeah.
Yeah, and even it is important, of course, to give feedback into practice, but also it is important that coach also interact with athlete outside practices, because I think that makes athlete feel that he or she is seen as individual, not only as part of the team or athlete. So it may also be easier to also talk about some things that are worrying athlete. And yeah,
and I also think that the social support is important, at least in team sports or in physical education, where there's like a team or a group of people, and if the coach is not like socially supportive, it might affect to the atmosphere of the group.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so the physical education aspect is also really important, because especially when the child are really young and they are touch something, so it's like super, they are like in kind of like a vulnerable situation in there, because they are such young age. So then it really counts, how do you speak, what is your voice tone, and like how do you say things to them, how do you teach them, not giving negative feedback only but also positive, so it affects to the children's learning.
Yeah, and also that was kind of also the results of the article which I read, like the social support received from the coach affects the like learning and satisfaction of the athletes or students in school.
Yeah. So what do you think, like, how is this important topic to talk about in our field?
Well, I think it's kind of because we are like our goal is like to get people moving, so it's important to know like how coaches or teachers should work or be supportive, so athletes and children feel comfortable in the trainings or PE classes, so they're like wanna go there and not just staying home because they are scared of going to trainings or something.
Yeah, they will also exercise in later in their life. So but should we also think a little about how does that social support manifest in professional interaction relationship?
Yeah, like you said earlier, I think it's like a bigger picture. It's not just the coaching, but it's also like asking, how are you doing, like, in outside of the sport? Like, it's so important for the mental health to actually ask, are you okay? Is everything okay with your personal life?
Yeah, and I also think that it's like the coach or the professional is open on the, not just the in the trainings, just telling what to do and not giving like feedback and not the it's not supported. Should we do some conclusions?
So I think we all agreed that social support is very important. It has to be there so that it is like a good relationship between the teacher and the student or the coach and the athlete.
Yeah, and it also has like a effect to athletes as individuals, but also to the team atmosphere.
And every coach-athlete relationship is unique, so it is important to that coach remembers that. And
yeah, it's really important to see people as individuals, especially like in like teams, because it's very easy to just think about the team as a kind of one person, like this is just one team, but also there is like individuals. So that's that is something to have to remember.
I think like the main point of the discussion is that it's also support affects like in many kind of ways to many different things, like to athletes, how satisfied they are, how they like how they feel the training situations, and also how likely they are to come again to trainings, and
and also the learning thing, especially like in school, like the physical education, the learning thing is important. If you give positive feedback, the students will maybe learn better. If you gave negative feedback, they may not learn so well.
Yeah, and I think from the point of the learning, it's that the coach tells the reasons if you make a mistake, why that is a mistake.
Yeah.
That's also part of the learning. Like, and well, also that the voice of the coach is like a positive, tone is positive, and like it's the positive feedback. And I think it's easier to also understand when the tone of the voice is positive.
That social support can be verbal or non-verbal, that you can, for example, be cheering and some and that kind of stuff, but also you can smile and listen and Are we ready now?
Yeah, I think so. Anything to add?
No.
Maybe not.
Thank you. Maybe like before a couple of minutes.